Keep it right here. More from the Berry Pod coming up
on KVON.
It's a funny thing we do to ourselves. You know, we have these celebratory times of the year when everything is supposed to be special and perfect and we're all full of smiles, and then we make ourselves crazy a lot of the time with trying to be everything to everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about that with our guest, the Constrained Gourmet, whose actual name is Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for being here. You bet. Glad to have you back. Tell us briefly, the Constrained Gourmet is...
The Constrained Gourmet is a resource for those people who like to cook and entertain at home, but need some help navigating the everyday constraints of life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are further exasperated by the holidays because the top three constraints are lack of time, budget, and mood, meaning anxiety and stress, can affect that. And so, you know, over the holidays when, as you said, we're trying to be everything to everybody, that just gets further exasperated.
Yeah. Let's jump right in. You have advice, you have tips, you have ideas. Let's get started.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think that the thing that I would like everybody to take away from this is that planning is your best friend. And as you know, I'm a big nerd about planning, but it really will help you so much, and it will come back to you in spades, the time you spend in planning. Because if you think about it, you know, you want to try to figure out what date your party is going to be. So you need to look at your life holistically. You know, what's going on at work? What's going on with the kids in school? What's going on with my partner's work life? You know, there's nothing worse than your partner saying, hey, I got these tickets for, you know, this play in the city on Thursday night, and you have a big presentation Friday morning or something like that. So it's to think holistically about that. And then, you know, break down when you want to have the party, what kind of party do you want to have, what are you going to be serving, and try and do as much in advance as possible, because that will help you so much the day of the party.
Yeah. Nothing worse than that feeling like the clock is ticking and you're not ready.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do in advance. So you can, you know, do all of your shopping in advance. And especially, you know, during the holidays, I like to stock up my pantry a little bit more than usual, because in addition to what you are expecting, a lot of times you have things that are unexpected, like people who call you and say, hey, I'm in town for the holidays, I want to stop by, you know, so it's nice to have a stocked pantry for that purpose. The other thing that you can do is to buy a lot of your drinks in bulk for the season, away in advance. So, you know, have specific maybe wines or a cocktail that you want to make, and, you know, buy a little bit extra so that if you're having multiple events, you can just use those throughout the season.
Have a barrel delivered.
Exactly, exactly. And then, you know, for your party, I always like to kind of recommend that you have maybe one specialty item that you've put a lot of work into. Again, maybe it can be something that you do in advance. And then maybe consider having some things that you don't have to cook as well, you know, so that at that moment of that day, you're not, you know, in the kitchen slaving all day long. You know, you've done something that's really special, but then you have some other items too that don't require quite as much work on your part.
Coming back to the being prepared, the shopping part of this, do you have a recommendation or a system of your own about efficient shopping? A lot of us end up, because of these different time pressures, there's a reason why the grocery stores get maddeningly busy at specific times and days of the week. It's because that's when you're free to go, and that's the least likely time you want to be there, is when it's all crowded and the lines are long. How do you strategize around that?
Exactly. I actually do have a process. I'm sure you're not surprised.
I knew you
by
did.
That. But, you know, I like to make a list and plan for the different stores that I need to visit, because I'm the kind of person who I don't shop just at one store. I generally have things that I want at different stores. And I map that out with my week. So, you know, if I'm going to be downtown on Wednesday, I'll go and pick that item up on Wednesday. That way I'm not, spending a whole day running here and there and going, you know, to every single place. I also map out my grocery list in the way that I navigate the grocery store. And it really, really helps you not to be running back and forth from, you know, produce to meat to, you know, cheese. If you really think about how you're going to go through the store and you make your list that way, you'll be really efficient in how mm-hmm. you get through the store.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. I'll never do that, but it makes perfect sense. What's next?
So there's also some things you can do the day of your party that are really going to help you, you know, and this... Part of it is planning and part of it is what happens that day. But, you know, one of the things when you're having a party is that takes a lot of time away from you are drinks, getting drinks for everyone and constantly filling glasses. Or I remember one year when we did cocktails for everyone, and I don't think I saw my husband all night because he was just like making one cocktail after another mm-hmm. for everyone. Mm-hmm. So... I would recommend either having a bar cart and letting it, you know, take a DIY approach and let people make whatever they want themselves, which actually people really love, mm-hmm. or having a specialty cocktail. So, you know, something that you can make in advance in a big pitcher, put it out, you know, let people have at it. Or, you know, just put the beer and wine out, let, you know, people kind of get whatever they want and do it in a DIY approach. The thing that's really important, though, and you'll see event planners, good event planners are very careful about this, separate the food and the wine. Mm. Because that makes a congestion point. That's where everybody is going to be going during the whole party. And if you have them together, you get this like glob of people all in one spot. So, you know, sometimes some people will move the bar into another room. In my house, you know, I have a big great room, so I kind of just separate them at different corners of the mm-hmm, room so mm-hmm. that people are moving and navigating and not in that one, you know, kind of glob of people trying to get to everything.
Right.
You can also, you know, if you have a friend who likes to, you know, be the bartender, enlist them to do that. That's really helpful because, again, the thing that's going to be hard for you is doing the food and the drinks all at the same time. Also, you know, I would advise you to think about cooking things at the last minute, and especially, you know, many of us have an open concept home, so people are going to be watching you. And, you know, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, so it doesn't bother me at all. I actually like it. I like having people in the kitchen with me, and I don't mind cooking at the same time. But for some people, that makes them very stressed out. You know, someone's watching you and or trying to talk to you while you're mm-hmm. doing something. So think about that part, you know, and plan for it. And the other thing is, like, I learned long ago, like, I never fry anything, you know, when the guests are there because it's just too difficult, you know. So if you want to make something that's fried, do it right before everybody comes, put it in the warming tray. You know, these are the types of things you can really think about. The other part is, you know, if you have a friend who's a good networker, conversationalist, enlist them to help you with... Hey, make sure that, you know, my, you know, husband's cousin who's really shy is coming. Can you make sure that you introduce him around? Because mm-hmm. you won't have time to do all of that. Yeah. And you don't want somebody sitting in the corner, you know, who might not feel comfortable going up and introducing themselves. You want to make sure that everybody is really, you know, able to have good conversations and introductions and meet each other.
Yeah, you got to remember you're being a host as well as a cook mm-hmm. and a bartender and all those other things. So, yeah, that's a good point. Enlist a friend.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, there's those people will probably do that naturally anyway, but they kind of like it if you've given them that, you know, offer yeah. of, you know, to help you in that regard.
And that, what next? I'm going to just keep
okay,
rolling.
Okay, all right, good.
You got it all laid out here.
So the other thing is thinking about, you know, the day of the party, try not to be doing your setup because that's something that takes a lot of time. And it kind of goes back with what I said about thinking about your flow of the party, how people are going to be moving through the party, having chairs for people set up. You know, you might have to, you know, destroy your house a bit by moving chairs around because you want people to be comfortable. And you also, you know, want to put out like put out your serving platters. You know, think that whole thing through. You don't need to be doing that the day of. And it takes a long time mm-hmm. to go through that process of figuring out mm-hmm. what you're going to be using. I mean, do all of that beforehand. You should wake up the day of the party, and that should all be done yeah. so that you don't have to do any of that.
Sometimes you'll sabotage yourself with like, oh, we need to bring in those chairs from the garage.
And exactly.
Then you go to the garage, and you can't get to the chair. And then when you do get at the chairs, they're filthy, and you got to wipe them down, and then one of them's broken, and yeah. So yep. you don't want that when people are knocking on the
door. Exactly. This yeah. just happened to me, and I did it two yeah. days beforehand right. so that, you know, I wasn't stressed out with it that day.
Very good.
And then there are also things, you know, like if you have a pet, take your dog out and like make them tired, you know, play with them so that when your guests get there, they're not expecting them to, you know, play with them and they don't have all of this energy and they're jumping on everyone. You know, have a place for coats and purses, you know, think all of that through so that, you know, you don't have this ugly pile of stuff, you know, right in the middle of the party.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is it's a party and, you know, it's supposed to be fun and festive and you're having it for a reason and people are coming for a reason because mm-hmm. they want to be with you mm-hmm. or they, you know, want to be with your group of friends. And so they're not coming to your house to, you know, inspect every flaw that you have. They're not expecting you to be a perfect event planner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so things go wrong. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, just remember that, it's, you know, you're doing this to have fun.
Yeah. Do you ever run into a conflict in personality types between somebody who's very organized and a planner like yourself and others who might be more spontaneous and, you know, just let it happen and they like a little bit of chaos?
Sure, yeah. You know, and that's fine for them. If that's kind of your style and that's your authentic way of being. I mean, I have friends like that myself, and I know what I'm getting into when I go to their house, right? Then, you know, I'm probably going to be getting an apron on and getting in the kitchen to help them. But I'm okay with that. Like, I'm there to be with them, and that's fine. You know, I'm a bit different. The way I entertain, I like to be a little bit more prepared, and I don't want to ask people to help me. Probably because I'm a bit of a control freak and I want everything done the way I want it to be done. But, you know, there's also those people who say, you know, everybody brings something. And that is absolutely fine as well. But I would caution that you give very specific direction under that circumstance. Because if you just say, bring something, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
You know? I brought a six pack.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. exactly. Or, you know, this Jell-O salad that has five different colors, mm-hmm. you know, may not go with, you know, mm-hmm. something a little bit more sophisticated. So you just have to, you know, be specific.
How do you, what's your guideline on numbers of people in regard to how many people won't show up?
Oh, yes.
How do you decide? Well,
it really depends, again, on the time of year. And this is ripe for that to happen because people get stressed out. They get sick. This is like, you know, cold and flu season. Or things happen. You know, they have unexpected guests that just drop by and things like that. So I don't really have a specific ratio, but you do need to plan for it. And I would also say that if there is a specific group of friends or people that you want to be there, talk to them about it beforehand. You know, I'm thinking about having this party on December 15th. Are you going to be there? Because I really want you to be there. I mean, if you say that, then somebody's going to be less likely to just not show up. You probably will have some no-shows, and that's up to you how much you want to hold that against them in the future. But I do think that empathy at this time of year in the holiday season and entertaining is very important because everybody is in the same situation as you, right? You tend to think that you're the only one who's bearing this kind of stress, but we all are, you know, for various reasons. You may have lost someone in your family and you're sad, or, you know, you're really stressed out at work. There's so many different things that can contribute mm-hmm. to that, but I think a little empathy at this time of year goes a long way.
Yeah, I agree with that. So actually year-round can be okay.
Year-round would be wonderful. Yeah. Let's at least shoot for the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what you said is you always will have some no-shows, and some people get really offended by that. Mm-hmm. The other problem with getting a thing together is just getting people to RSVP to even mm-hmm. know how many people might be coming. Is that becoming increasingly difficult? It seems to me it is.
It is. And, you know, I think that is another issue of empathy, but lack of empathy on the guest's part, because it's extremely rude not to tell someone if you're coming or not, because they have to plan for food and wine and all these other things. And so just say no. If you don't know, mm-hmm. say no and don't go.
Or at least, you know, if you see the invitation, you realize you need to check your calendar, you need to talk to your spouse, you need to see what the kids are. You could say that. You could answer mm-hmm. and say, I'm not sure yet. I'll check into it. Thanks for the invitation. You know,
exactly.
At least you got it. You can acknowledge that you got the message and you're thinking about it.
Yeah,
a lot
exactly.
of people just do nothing. It's frustrating.
That is just not appropriate right. to do. And, you know, you probably won't get invited ever again. And don't be surprised, you know,
right.
because, you know, people there has to be empathy both ways. And I think sometimes guests also don't think about their responsibility when attending a holiday party, because just like the host and hostess, they also have a responsibility. And that, you know, just as much as the host and hostess have to leave their troubles at the door and focus on the guests, it would be behooven to the guests to do the same thing. You know, you don't go to a holiday party and then start telling everyone your sad story about your life right now. Mm-hmm. You know, to kind of, it's supposed to be festive, it's supposed to be fun. Yeah. You can probably do that at another time.
Yeah, save that for the barbecue in the summer.
Right.
All right, we're just about out of time. Last quick tip.
Plan, plan, plan. Planning is your best friend. It really is. And I know for anybody who maybe is not a natural planner, it might be hard, but I can promise you that you are going to get so much back in spades if you do planning.
Yeah, it may be hard, but it's not as hard as seeing everybody looking disappointed or looking at you like you're a problem.
Exactly. Or, you know, I mean, there's nothing worse than going to somebody's house for a party when you're in a fun and festive mood and they are completely stressed out. Mm-hmm. It really puts a negative tone on the entire mm-hmm. party. And that's not why you're having it. And that's not why you went through all this effort. So,
right.
you know, plan, 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 plan.
You don't want your whole crowd to be saying, oh, boy, I hate the holidays. Right? That's not the objective. Okay. Sandra is the Constrained Gourmet. How do we learn more from your website, your social media?
Yes. Please visit ConstrainedGourmet.com. I'm also on Twitter. My handle is @BeatConstraints. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So
right.
please look me up. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Just shoot them to me and I'll try to help as much as I can.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Barry.
And that's about it for today's show, Wine Country Live, returning on Monday for our next go-around.
Keep it right here. More from the Barry Pod coming up
on KVON.